Other things. Louis Armstrong to Sarah Vaughan, Billie Holiday, Artie Shaw, Glenn Miller, coming up this Friday night, 7 until 9, on KRVS 88.7 and online at krvs.org.
Support comes from La Cuisine de Maman at Vermilionville, now open Tuesday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for outdoor dining, takeout, and curbside pickup. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at bayouvermiliondistrict.org.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Trump announced earlier this week that he was on a regimen of the drug hydroxychloroquine in combination with zinc. He'd asked the White House physician to prescribe it to help him ward off the coronavirus. Now, a large study of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 has failed to find any benefit from taking the drugs chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The study involved medical records from nearly 15,000 patients in more than 600 hospitals around the world. Patients were given either chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine alone or in combination with an antibiotic such as azithromycin. For comparison, the researchers looked at more than 80,000 patients who did not take one of these drugs. In each case, patients taking the drugs were more likely to die than those who didn't, and they were also more likely to develop heart problems than those who didn't. The researchers say the study design doesn't allow definitive conclusions, but it certainly doesn't look like the drugs were helpful. The results appear in The Lancet. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NPR today that the phase one results of a possible vaccine from Massachusetts biotech company Moderna are encouraging and could result in a vaccine by December of this year or January of next. At the same time, the nation's top infectious disease expert says it's important to be prepared for setbacks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is condemning China's proposal to impose national security legislation on Hong Kong. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Pompeo calls it a disastrous proposal that bypasses Hong Kong's well-established legislative process. He's urging China to respect Hong Kong's autonomy and abide by its international obligations. The Secretary of State says the U.S. stands with the people of Hong Kong and warns China that impinging on Hong Kong's autonomy could force the U.S. to reassess how it views the status of the territory. Pompeo's statement comes a day after the White House released a new strategy on China, describing it as a competitive approach based on, quote, a clear-eyed assessment of the Chinese Communist Party's intentions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
At the White House this morning, President Trump presided over a rolling to remember ceremony. As the nation prepares for Memorial Day, the event honors veterans, prisoners of war, and those missing in action.
Thank you for keeping this noble tradition alive and for preserving the memory of those who are missing, but never forgotten, never forgotten.
The event picks up on the iconic Rolling Thunder Memorial Day weekend motorcycle ritual, which ended last year after 32 years. A veterans group is leading the event, which is mostly virtual. The Dow is down 102. This is NPR News. Nashville police officers shot and killed a man last night during a car chase across the city. The shootout reportedly started when an off-duty officer was ambushed while walking his dog. The officer is hospitalized in stable condition. Samantha Max of member station WPLN has more.
Police say things started when a man shot off-duty officer Daryl Osmond in the back shoulder while he was walking in his neighborhood. The two had just exchanged hellos. Then the man got in his car and other officers chased him. When they tried to stop the vehicle, the driver shot at them. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation spokesman Josh Devine says the agency is looking into what happened next.
The situation escalated further and resulted in at least three Metro Nashville officers firing their service weapons.
The three officers involved have been placed on administrative assignment. Osmond is recovering in the hospital. For NPR News, I'm Samantha Max in Nashville.
Congressional Democrats and Republicans are still jousting over the size and shape of the next coronavirus relief package. The House has passed a $3 trillion virus relief package, but the Senate has yet to act. The U.S. Senate is now out until after Memorial Day. Republicans are focusing on a phase-out of unemployment benefits to encourage Americans to go back to work. Although with more than 38 million layoffs nationwide, the question is, will there be jobs to return to? The Senate is trying to fast-track an extension of a popular small business lending program, but new proposals won't be considered until next month. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance, comparing car insurance rates from multiple insurers so shoppers can evaluate options in one place. Now that's Progressive. Comparisons available at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Welcome back to the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off this hour with music from the late Albert Collins. Collins came out of the Houston blues scene of the 1950s. He was a cousin of Lightning Hopkins, often tuned his guitars in a minor tuning and would capo up the neck to get to the key that he needed at the time. Very distinctive sound. Here is Albert Collins from a 1980 release called Frostbite. Albert Collins with a number called Don't Go Reaching Across My Plate.
It's one thing in this world I just can't stand. That's being at the table with an ill-mannered man. Now if he's sitting on your left, before you can eat a bite, he'll reach across your plate, and you know that ain't right. Now, I like to eat as well as any man, but there's some rule a fool should understand. When you had one little helping and want an extra piece of cake, I tell everybody, don't go reaching across my plate. I was at a party last night at Over Big Mary. Cat reached across my plate, got his coat sleeve in my gravy. I didn't say a word, just looked him dead in the eye. He reached across my plate and cut him a piece of pie. Now I don't care if you did it for a prank. I don't care if you had a drink, especially when I'm out or with my date. Now don't you go reaching across my plate. At a party last week, there was some high-class folks. Everything on the table, and that ain't no joke. Had barbecue possum, rattlesnake gravy, chicken fried skunk, and it smelled real crazy. Everything went fine, but one thing made me blue. A cat reached across my plate for some armadillo stew. Now when you're at the table, you act real nice. You say, pass me that, or pass me the pie. But just because you hungry and happen to come in late, don't you go reaching across my plate. Don't give me none of that skunk. I don't want none of that. I beg your pardon. If this cat stop reaching across my plate, I can make me ask for something. I'll pat me a little of that turkey, that baby. Thank you.
temperature. My baby give me a high temperature. 101 when we kissing hands. 102 for night romance. 103, 4 and 5. It's too warm to stay alive. My baby give me a high temperature. My baby give me a high temperature. When I see my baby coming down the street, I feel the fever getting hard to beat. 103, 4 and 5. It gets too warm to stay alive. Give me a high temperature. My baby, give me a high temperature. 97, 98 is just a false alarm. My temperature's 105 and I hold her in my arms. 103, 4 and 5. It gets too warm to stay alive. $7.98 is just a false alarm. My temp's 105 and I hold her in my arms. 103, 4 and 5. It's too warm to stay alive.
Magic Dick and Jay Giles from a disc called Little Car Blues that came out in 1996. Magic Dick's real name is Richard Salzwick, and back in Salzwitz, and back in 1965, he and Jay Giles formed the Jay Giles Band. Group dissolved in 1985, and Jay Giles and Magic Dick got back together in 1992 and had a couple of discs out, this, of course, being one of them. And that was a number called A Temperature, an old Little Walter tune, Magic Dick on vocals and blues harp. Before we heard Magic Dick and Jay Giles, we heard Albert Collins, who opened up this hour of the Blues Box for us today here on KRVS with a number called Don't Go Reaching Across My Plate. Definitely a man with manners. We're going to turn next. We just heard Temperature, a cover of a Little Walter tune. We're going to turn to another cover of another Little Walter tune. This time, one done by Robin Ford. Ford, originally from Northern California, he was one of the founding members of the jazz fusion group Yellow Jackets many years ago. Played guitar behind Jimmy Witherspoon, also Miles Davis. The guy's quite a talent. From 2002 and his disc Blue Moon, here's Robin Ford with his rendition of the Little Walter tune, Up the Line.
You're acting funny lately, trying to drive my love away. But I'm cutting out on you, baby, and I'm moving on up the line. 'Cause if I stay another day, gonna drive me out of my mind. You took me away from home when I was just a little child. You made me all kind of promises.
line of jive, so I'm cutting out on you, baby. Yeah, yeah, I'm moving on up the line. And if I stay another day, gonna drive me out of my mind. Yeah, I'm moving on up the line.
upon me, baby. Baby, since you've been gone, nobody seemed to want me. Baby, since you've been gone, I'm gonna pack my bags and I'm going back home. I'm gonna pack my
Curly Bridges on piano and vocals from a disc called Mr. Rock and Soul, and of course a number called Nobody Seems to Want Me. That disc came out in 2001. Curly Bridges, originally from North Carolina, and when he was young, he sang in church. Both his parents were musically inclined, and he ended up seeing people like Joe Turner and Louis Jordan when he was still young, and he was drafted into the Army, and at some point he got to hear Albert Ammons, Pete Johnson, and also Piano Red. And his fate was sealed. He became a really good piano player and a fine, fine singer. Before we heard Curly Bridges, we heard Robin Ford from his disc Blue Moon. Robin Ford doing a rendition of a Little Walter tune called Up the Line. Next here on KRVS, music from the late Floyd Dixon, fine pianist and vocalist. He, back in the 50s, recorded Hey Bartender. It was not a big hit, but of course it was revived by the Blues Brothers many years later. He was originally from Marshall, Texas, headed out to the West Coast and replaced his old friend Charles Brown in Johnny Moore's Three Blazes. And had some recordings and got out of music for a while, but or at least recordings. And then the Alligator Records talked him back into it back in 1996. From his disc, Wake Up and Live, here's Floyd Dixon on piano and vocals with a number called You Know That'll Get It.
When a man look mad like he want to fight, throw a 45 in his face and he'll be all right. Oh, you know that'll get it. Oh, you know that'll get it. Yes, he knows that'll get it any place he goes. When you mistreat a woman once, she'll wait for number two. And if she get mad, she'll throw some hot grits on you. She knows that'll get it. Yes, she knows that'll get it. Oh, she knows that'll get it.
Hey, lady,
Late Denise LaSalle, originally from Belzoni, Mississippi. She recorded this in Jackson back in 1984, Your Husband is Cheating on Us. One of a number of salacious and sometimes, well, suggestive blues tunes that she composed. Fine composer and a great singer. She was also into country music as well as blues and gospel. We heard just prior to hearing Denise LaSalle, Floyd Dixon doing a number called You Know That'll Get It, that from his 1996 disc, Wake Up and Live. We're going to turn to next Fiona Boys, fine Australian blues guitarist and vocalist and composer. We're going to turn to one of two discs she recorded in Austin, Texas some years ago. This next one came out in 2011. It's called Blues for Hard Times. A lot of you will remember the old Sippy Wallace tune, Women Be Wise. Here's Fiona Boys with a sort of a take on that. Fiona here on KRVS with Guys Be Wise.
To all her friends. So guys, be wise, keep your woman happy, she'll outdive you all over town. Yeah, guys, be wise, keep your woman happy, it's the same all over the world. She's gonna tell all her friends, she's so grateful, she cave. You're convexing. She's concave. So, guys, be wise. Like a hand in a glove, she'll tell them you were made for love. Smiling, diamonds or precious stones, 'cause the only thing that lasts forever is a gem she already owns. Yeah, to keep her really happy, make her little toes curl, tease her oyster from its cloister and polish her sweet pearl. Yeah, be wise. You don't need diamonds, buddy, when you can be the girl's best friend. So guys, be wise. Keep your woman happy. She'll advertise the things that you do. Take my advice. Keep her smiling. She'll try to make you happy, too. But if love should go wrong, well, you won't. Cause all her friends will be waiting, they'll be shoving in line now. Guys, be wise, if you can keep your woman happy, you'll never be lonely again. I mean, you'll never be lonely again. I'll take my advice now, you'll never be lonely again.
Now, oh, yes, it's me. money on his farm. James Cotton doing a number called Cotton Crop Blues. He recorded that for Sam Phillips and Sun Records back in April of or May of 1954. And, of course, a year later, he would be playing in the Muddy Waters Band. That edgy guitar was done by Pat Hare, who would also play in the Muddy Waters Band in the 1950s. James Cotton, a fine harp player, but not playing blues harp on that track. Just before hearing James Cotton, we heard Fiona Boys from her disc Blues for Hard Times. She did a number called Guys Be Wise. Some really good tracks on that disc, by the way. We're going to turn next to Sonny Boy Williamson the First, John Lee Williamson. Here's a number that was first recorded by a couple of members of the, actually more than a couple of the Memphis Jug Band in 1932. The Jug Band itself did a version in 1934. This version by Sonny Boy Williamson recorded in 37, and Tommy McLennan did a nice version in 39 of the same tune. Others have done it numerous times over the years, Hooker being one of them. Here are those Sonny Boy Williamson from 1937.
I don't sell no gas. I done brought my car, my boy, it's heat too fast.
You got to bottle it up and go. You got to bottle it up and go.
You know the high five with mama, that your papa got your water on. Why not look at him, baby, what you been waiting on? Say you didn't love me, all the done been gone.
You got to bottle it up and go. You got to bottle it up and go.
You know the high five, mama, you know the papa got your water on. I named him Jim. I put him on the pond, get to see him swim.
You got to bottle it up and go. You got to bottle it up and go.
You know the high five, mom. You know that your papa got your water.
You got to bottle it up and go.
You got to bottle it up and go. You know the high-pot mama that your papa got your water on. Well, if you don't love me, why don't you tell me so? I know you don't love me, baby, no more.
You got to bottle it up and go. You got to bottle it up and go.
You know the high-pot mama, you know the papa got your water on. Piano, but I wish I could. I got a woman, don't mean me no good.
You got to bottle it up and go. You got to bottle it up and go.
You know the high bottom, mom. You know the papa got your water.
In Chicago, Illinois, in Portland, Oregon, I met people who treasure just like they were gold and diamonds records that came out 30 or 35 years ago. And the name of the singer was Mississippi John Hurt. So here he is now, Mississippi John Hurt.
all your ladies gather round. Good sweet candy, man's the town. Is the candy man, is the candy man. Well, he's got stick candy that's nice long. He sells a fast hog, sure as a cone. Is the candy man, is the candy man. Mighty sick, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You must be stuck on the Candyman stick, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you all heard what Sister Dawn said. She always takes a candy stick to bed. Is the candy man, sweet candy man. Well, don't stand close to the candy man. He'll either stick a candy in your hand. Is the candy man, sweet candy man.
Mississippi, John Hurt recorded at the Newport Folk Festival back in July of 1963. His rendition of Candyman, that was Pete Seeger introducing him. And just a few months before that, he had been rediscovered after 35 years of not recording. He was looked up by a couple of one folklorist, Tom Hoskins, and ended up back in front of large crowds and back in the recording studios. Before we heard Mississippi John Hurt, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson the First, John Lee Williamson doing Bottle Up and Go from 1937. On that track with Sonny Boy Williamson were Big Joe Williams and also Robert Lee McCoy, later to be known as Robert Nighthawk. We're going to turn next to Big Joe Williams. He first recorded around 1930 or so in the mid-30s, had somewhat of a hit with Baby Please Don't Go. Here's Big Joe Williams from 1941, from March of that year, doing a number called Peach Orchard Mama.
Peach Orchard Mama, you swore nobody gonna use your peaches but me. Peach Orchard Mama, swore nobody gonna use your peaches but me. Well, you want Joe Williams to work in your orchard? Well, now keep your orchard clean. You done got me to the place. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Play it a long time, boy. Yeah, man. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Well, get up in the morning. Woo, well, Peach Orchard Mama, she's on my mind. Got a man to buy your groceries and another joker to pay your rent. You got a man to buy your groceries and another joker to pay your rent. Well, you got me working in your orchard. You were well and bring you every cent. Later, what? don't know what the matter with that one place. Sometimes she makes me happy, and again she makes me cry. Yet again I want to peach out to mama. Ooh, well, I was a god that she would die. Play a little while.
Corey Harris on guitar and vocals with 5-0 Blues from his disc Fish Ain't Biting. He recorded that at Ultrasonic Studios in New Orleans back in 1996. Before hearing Corey Harris, we heard Big Joe Williams from 1941, recorded in Chicago, doing a number called A Peach Orchard Mama. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way in just a few moments on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer and After Nick. Stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, public radio for Acadiana, and we are a cultural service for the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programming on this station made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you who are essential to keeping us on the air. This spring we've had to postpone our spring fundraiser due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And we're hoping that some of you that may know that your memberships are expiring, that you'll renew, you'll go online and renew your support for public radio. Go to krvs.org and pledge your support at our URL. And, of course, we broadcast at 88.7 FM on Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're going to turn to the late, great Freddie King to take us on up to the top of the hour. Freddie King recorded in Cincinnati back in 1961. Here's Freddie with a little number he calls San Jose. Have a great weekend and be safe.
Get yourself in Tita'sta Cafe and drop a quarter into Lalu Jukebox with me, your host, Blake Miller. We'll be serving up modern and vintage classics of Cajun, country, and swamp pop music. 36 88.7 KRVS.
That's Lalu Jukebox with your host, Blake Miller, every Saturday night at 6 and Sunday morning at 7. right here on listener-supported public radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.